He sweated all day.
Okay. Let me see. A discharging sore that comes to a head is called
a ball.
Okay. And let me see. If you have an infection in your hand, so that one hand got bigger than it ought to be, that you would say the hand began to
swell.
Okay. And so you say yesterday my hand
swelled on me.
Okay.
Swelled up on me.
Okay. And it has
swollen.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a bullet.
Bullet hole? A bullet wound?
Yeah. Okay. And then if you get just a little cut in your finger, that red stuff that you put on it, it burns.
Methylate.
Okay. Another word?
Iodine.
Okay.
Mercurochrome.
Okay. And then there's a kind of stuff that used to be given sometimes for malaria.
Something taken?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Quinine?
Yeah.
Would you say that quinine or?
I'd say quinine.
Quinine. Okay. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he?
I would say that he was mortally wounded.
Okay. And then after that, he would what?
He would die.
Okay, so then you would say that last night he...
He died.
Okay. Any veiled ways of saying that?
Veiled?
Yeah, ways of getting around saying he died.
He passed away, or he didn't survive, or... that's about it.
Okay.
You're referring to something where you're trying to avoid saying he's dead.
Yeah, right, right. Okay. Now, what about crude terms, crude ways of saying that?
He croaked, he kicked the bucket. Can't think of any others right off that.
Okay. But you might say, I don't know what he died, what?
I don't know what he died from.
Okay. And the place where he's buried is called a?
The cemetery or the graveyard.
Okay. Which is which?
Well, I think cemetery is a little bit more sophisticated, saying cemetery than graveyard, but okay. I would use both terms.
Okay. Then the box that people are buried in is called a...
The coffin or the casket.
Either way. Okay.
A coffin, again, sounds a little nicer than casket, really. Well, really, I guess when you get right down to it, you put the body in the coffin, and then the coffin is put in the casket.
Okay. Let me see. You might say he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, you say they're in. They're all dressed in.
All dressed in black.
Mourning. Mourning, would you ever use?
I wouldn't say they were dressed in mourning. I would say if they're sad when they lose a loved one, they would be in mourning.
They would be in mourning. Okay. Okay. Let me see. And if somebody's troubled about something, you might say, don't worry, or don't, I wanted you to say worry. it will come all right. Don't what?
Don't worry.
Okay. Let me see. Well, if you have your appendix take out, you say you've had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. If a person vomits or throws up, you say he's sick. What?
He's nauseated. Okay.